Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Let's talk about the power of giving and the impact on your life. I think giving should be a foundational part of a financial plan. Now, not everyone is going to agree with me on that, but let me give you many of the reasons why I think that. I think the number one reason is money-life balance. You know, there's always people around us, whether that's locally or elsewhere around the country or even around the world. There are people all around us that are not as fortunate as we are, especially if we're employed and have a job. And when we give to those organizations that support people around us that are not as fortunate as we are, we get tremendous blessings back. And I think it's a combination of giving of our time and our resources. So that's giving, volunteering with great organizations like the Love Kitchen. It's also giving financially because, you know, there's a lot to be said. Show me your checkbook for the last 30 days. And we'll see where your priorities are. You may have heard that before. When you're actively giving and you see the impact that it's making on other people's lives, we receive that back tenfold. And we live in a world of such materialism. We're bombarded with it constantly in advertisements, on TV, and frankly, everywhere we go. Materialism is all around us. And so, you know, they asked J.D. Rockefeller back in the day. They asked him, J.D., how much money is enough? And you know what his answer was? A little bit more. Because, see, if the money is the goal and the object, it never is enough. And so money-life balance is such a critically important part of our lives. Money's there to serve us, not the other way around. It is a tool. It's not the object that we should be pursuing. And so it just helps us keep a healthy perspective. So I would urge you today, if you're not actively giving, find out some way to give. If you can't do it financially, do it with your time. On the financial side, if you need to, just start small. But do it regularly, a little bit here and there. Maybe give, if you haven't been giving out of your income, maybe start with 2% or even 1%. Just get started. And then as you develop and you get raises, try to give just a little bit more. I'm a fan of trying to give 10% out of your income to others less fortunate. But that may be a big step if you're not used to doing that right out of the gate. So just start small and get the habit going. And then also give with your time. And I promise you, the richness of life will come back on you tenfold. Your work-life balance, your money-life balance will be much, much healthier. Your perspective, your emotional stability, everything. So the power of giving should be a foundational component of your financial plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.